Namaste. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam Lee.
All right, well, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee. And for today, we may be joined by one or two of our co-hosts periodically throughout the show. Well, we are going to be taking callers as normal for today. With questions on different topics within their lives, we are limiting each caller to one question per caller, one-part questions only, please. We will not be having our co-host Lolita in the chat room today, so I've just opened up the chat room so everyone in there can mingle amongst themselves if they choose to. So I am not answering questions through the chat room today, but I am answering questions through callers that are calling in. We will go ahead right now and take our first couple of callers momentarily, but first we are going to be listening to some music from the CD entitled Oneness by Zarina, can now be found at zarinaone.com. Today we're listening to track one entitled Shri Ram. We'll be back to answer calls momentarily. We're going to go ahead and take callers now, and our first caller for today is coming under the area code 908. And hello, caller, you are live and on air.
Hello.
Hello, how you doing today?
Oh, I'm sorry. How are you today? I'm fine.
I'm doing great. And how may I help you?
I was just wondering about my physical health, and I have a fear that I'm going to have to leave in 2 years,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want to leave my fiancé alone.
Okay. Let's see here. You know, I'm not seeing a time stamp on you, honey. So what I can tell you is I do not feel that you're going to have to leave in 2 years. And I am feeling that your health is definitely going to improve. But one suggestion right now is to try and keep yourself in positive environments around people that are very positive and optimistic and uplifting. You want to keep yourself away from the anybody of the negative caliber or the pessimistic kind of attitude right now. This
That's
is what's fiance. Going to be the beneficial portion for your health.
Okay. Thank you very
mm-hmm.
much. Namaste.
You're welcome. Thank you. Namaste. All right. What a first wonderful call for today. And you know what? Sometimes we may fear things are larger than they really are. But blessings to her. I know that she is having some health problems, and I'll send out some healings and some angels, and we'll see what we can accomplish. All right. Our next caller for today is by area code 440. And bringing you on momentarily. And hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How about you?
Doing great. May I have your name and your question, please?
Sure. My name is Marianne, and I'm wondering what
yep.
you might see coming in for me in the way of a relationship.
Oh, wow. Okay, Marianne. The first thing I picked up on is a dynamic situation of two different polarities. Okay. The first polarity is a blast from the past, so to speak, that keeps reappearing when you least expect him to. I feel that he sort of has, like, and then when you start to feel comfortable about him sticking around, oops, where he's nowhere to be found. I can see that being very much like a roller coaster. The next dynamic or the next polarity coming in is someone of a much better and higher caliber of mentality and spirituality, okay? The next person you do not know, but you are going to meet them through someone that you do know, okay?
Okay.
So like a friend or an acquaintance.
Sure.
The next person seems to be much more stable and grounded at the same time, okay? Not as much luggage emotionally from his past or childhood. And I feel this individual, you may even find yourself more attracted to both mentally, spiritually, and physically. Okay?
Very cool. Any idea how soon?
Well, I'm going to give you a timeline, so I'll let the second question slide for now.
Okay.
We are looking at about 4 to 5 weeks, okay? Anytime sooner than that is a possibility, a strong one, but I do feel that the timeline at max will be about 4 to 5 weeks.
Very good. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling in.
Alrighty. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, another wonderful caller here on Psychic Talk Radio. Once more, you are listening to Reverend Adam Lee, and we are taking callers today with questions, one-part question each per customer. And please visit HowPsychic.com to get a more in-depth private reading. And if you really feel like you can use the help, or you feel that you're just interested in getting a private reading, the rates are very affordable right now. And if you go to HowPsychic.com, during this month of October, you will be able to use our promo code during checkout, which is radio with a capitalized R, and that's radio one or just plain radio, and you will receive a 10% discount off of your readings. We are also, for this month, offering a 15-minute reading for $5 over at howpsychic.com. That is HowPsychic.com. Our next caller for today is coming under the area code 858. And hello, caller, you are live and on air.
Hello, my name is Nance. And,
yes, hello,
Nance.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Doing great. How may I help you?
Well, I had a 6-month long distance relationship with a man that I'm now sharing a loft with. We're roommates. We've been in this loft together for 24/7 for 4 weeks, and he just went back to work. And he seems to be pulling away and doesn't want a relationship. And I'm struggling a little bit with just trying to be okay with all of this. So any advice would be greatly appreciated.
Okay, let's see here. Wow. You know, I do feel like he at one time had more potential, and I do still feel that he has some potential to have this go a little bit better and actually develop the romance between the two of you. But in truth, in reality, getting down to the hardcore pros and cons here, I just feel like it's completely time to move on and to sever yourself from that connection, because I sense that it has held you back for so long, and he's not really willing to do the work it takes right now in order to better himself and to better the relationship and the energy he puts into it. I feel that he has an insatiable need to constantly just allow his pride and his emotions to just go down to the bottom of his feet and walks all over him.
I came 3,000 miles mm-hmm. to be here, so this is a little bit of a difficult circumstance for me.
Yeah, I understand. And you know what? I understand that you've come so far, and I don't think that it was necessarily a waste, because this has become a very powerful learning experience for you. But I do not feel that it is good to continue this. Number one, you did go this far, which also plays on his ego of sense. Okay? It makes mm-hmm. him feel that in some form he has more power over you than he first felt. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And number two, I just really feel that this isn't a very good situation, because even if it were to develop and he were to become more stabilized, he would always have some level of problem getting in the way with this relationship, and eventually you would have the seed of resentment for all that he has currently put you through down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your input.
Thank you, and you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, as I do like to state every once in a while here on the show, I do not like giving bad info or bad news to people, but what I will say is that whatever I see, good or bad, I do have to state and I do have to bring it through, for that is the only proper way to do a reading, in my opinion, because it is truly the only true way or good way to guide someone in a correct manner. All right, our next caller for today is under area code 269. And hello, caller, you are live and on air.
Hi, it's Michelle calling from Michigan.
Hi, Michelle, how you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks. And I definitely
great,
want
and
to
how may I help you?
Well, I definitely want to hear the good or bad, so
mm-hmm.
don't hold back on me.
Understandable.
I feel like, I know you want one question, so I'm trying to sum it up. I feel
mm-hmm.
like I've been processing a lot and releasing a lot of kind of negative stuff,
mm-hmm.
negative emotions, and feel like I'm ready to move in a direction. But I feel like anytime I move in a certain direction, it gets shut down for me, whether it's applying for a job or trying to move into a new place or
yeah.
Into relationship, or you know what I mean, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
I
shut down. And I feel like, why bother?
Mm-hmm.
Why try? So I'm trying not to shut down the energy, and I'm trying not to drop my vibration, my frequency, whatever. I'm trying not, trying to feel like it's worth still living and.
You're
and,
trying to keep yourself centered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I just would like whatever kind of guidance you can offer
okay.
me. And...
Okay. Number one, I do feel that you can keep yourself centered. You have that ability. you will be able to use it, and I feel that you can make the best of this situation, okay? I feel that in your current situation, no matter how dire some of these financial means and circumstances may be right now, I do feel that you have the ball in your court, and you are very creative. All you have to do is keep using the power of manifestation and the law of attraction, okay? Although I do have a few tools that if you were to get a private counseling session with myself, I would be more than happy to help you and feel like I can. I feel that there's a few tools like the personalized affirmations that I can make for you, which are specifically designed for you alone, could actually help. And this offer is just open to anybody that's out there that would like some personalized affirmations. But especially with your case, because I do feel like it would help you tremendously. I also do guided meditations and remote healings through the website over at House Psychic. So you're able to get those services, and I feel like we can have a session together and you'd walk away feeling so much more at peace and centered.
Do you feel like am I the problem? Am I blocking myself?
No, I do not feel that you're the problem. It's coming from the energies that you're sucking into yourself from others. You see, your gifts are so enheightened right now without the psychic defense. So what happens here is that you act as a sponge. And any sort of energy from other people that you're around, any sort of energy that they have, you're going to suck that into yourself like a sponge, unknowingly, unconsciously, and even sometimes in certain cases, unsubconsciously. It just happens naturally. So what I want to do is I want to help you strengthen those psychic defenses.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And don't worry, you're going to be able to make it after all, okay?
Okay. Thanks.
All right. You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our next caller for today, which is going to be under area code 305. And hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Thank you. Adam, my name is Deanna. I'm in Florida.
Yes, Deanna.
And I need your help. Issues that go back to about 3.5 years ago may, hopefully not, cause me to lose my home next week.
Okay.
See, it's a treachery, deceit, trickery, you know.
Yeah.
But I want to overcome it and I'm
Okay, and is there a male figure that's causing a lot of the issues right now?
No, actually it's two females. But of course there
two
is a
females.
With
okay.
Same.
Okay. I'm feeling very masculine or dominant energy. So that could be just dominant females, and two of them working against you would definitely come across like that. Especially if they have a male lawyer. Now, what I can also state here, no, I do not feel that you're going to lose your property or the place that you're living, okay? I'm seeing you being able to maintain it. There is a reason this happened to you and not anybody else. That you know. The simple reason is because, you know, the universe has aligned this not to teach you a lesson or to harm you, but so you can teach them a lesson, okay? And as many times as, you know, this has been not so much in your favor with the legal side of things and with the other side of things, you have been able to keep this going, okay? Long enough, so eventually you're going to be able to win this. You're eventually going to be able to overcome this and teach them the lesson and basically just blow them out of the water, okay?
I would love that.
Are you there?
I'm
okay.
here. And I would love that
yeah.
because they've done so much harm to me and prior, before me, to many others. But I'm
yeah.
the one in the hot seat right now and
mm-hmm.
stand to lose everything.
Oh, yes. I'm seeing how they've even targeted your health.
They've,
okay.
they've targeted me in a psychic attack and in every which way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, because speaking of psychic attack, yeah, they've done that, but I think that the levels they've been working on have been a little bit deeper than just the psychic attack. Nobody ever wants to say this, but I feel that you do have them working on putting hexes, curses, and crosses on you, not the kind of crosses we see with Jesus. Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Okay.
And they've done it to others.
Now, I know that you've been through numerous amounts of help from people, but nobody seems to have really had the ability or the drive to work on this appropriately for you.
And I'm also harmed by lack of funds because I'm right at
mm-hmm.
the end of everything.
Yes, yes.
Can you help?
Yes,
you
I can.
Help me? Do you think you could do it in 15 minutes, which is pretty much about all I can do?
Mm-hmm. What I will say is I want you to go on the website, go to the Contact Us page. You'll find my number or way to contact me there, okay, on my website. And I want to do a free consultation initially with you for about 15 minutes, and we'll take it from there. And just keep in mind, and this offer is out to everyone, I work on a sliding scale based upon the person's income and how, you know, what they can afford, what they cannot afford. But I do feel like I can help you. I see the problem with this. I'm seeing, you know, we'll talk about it more privately because this is a much more in-depth and much more personal matter altogether.
Can you
mm-hmm.
repeat the website? Can I stay
yeah.
listening while the
yes,
other
you may.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm going to go ahead get yourself a pen and paper or something to put it down with. Okay.
I got it.
I'm going to spell it out for you. It's H-O-W.
Okay. P-S-Y-C-H-I-C.
Yeah. House Psychic. So PSYCHIC.com. Okay.
Thank you so much, Adam.
You're more than welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, another caller here on Psychic Talk Radio. You are listening to Reverend Adam Lee. And for those of you out there that would like any of the private services you hear us talking about here on Psychic Talk Radio, you can visit howpsychic.com, as in how are you today. All right. Our next caller for today is under the area code 713, bringing you on momentarily. And hello, caller, you are live and on air.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great today. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. And may I have your name and your question, please?
Yeah, my name is Jessica, and I was just wondering about work.
Yes. Okay. What would you like to know about work? Because I'm seeing two circumstances. I'm seeing something new coming in and then the end of something old that you currently have going.
Well, is there any way to, like, extend that?
To extend
or, like,
it?
Should I even stay there or should I go somewhere else?
Okay. Okay. Number one, you shouldn't keep yourself there permanently. Number two, I feel that in the time being, you need to keep yourself there until something else comes up, because it's never good to leave one guaranteed source of income until you have another. Okay? I do feel like you're not going to have to wait very long. You are going to be able to find something much more beneficial to you financially, as well as with the hours and the quality of work, okay? I feel like the environment would be much more conducive and much more positive for you at the new place. and I'm seeing this happening in the number four, anywhere from 4 days to about 4 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Well, thank you, and I appreciate you calling. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right, our next caller for today is under the area code 617. I'm bringing you on momentarily. And hello, caller, you are live and on air.
Hello, Reverend Adam.
Hello, how are you doing today?
I'm good, and yourself?
I'm doing great, and may I have your name and question, please?
Sure, this is Annette, and I'm calling from...
Oh, Boston. Hello, Annette.
How are you, honey?
I'm doing great.
Been a long time. Good.
Yes,
good.
It has.
My question is in regards to former lover. And
mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering if you see him coming back into my life. Not that I want him back in, but
mm-hmm.
you see him circling back this way.
Okay. Well, as we know, this guy has a very strange habit of just popping up when he's unwanted.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And I do feel that he will pop up again. Okay. This time, I just want you to completely ignore him. Okay. While I do feel like he's a really a good person internally, he just does not know how to do that externally. Okay. And one of the only ways he's going to learn his lesson is by being forced to be alone, okay?
Oh, okay.
And sometimes when we love someone so much, because as much as you don't want him right now, I do know that you care about him, and you do deeply care about him, okay? But sometimes we have to ask ourselves if we love someone enough to be able to let them go, and to live their life. And that's something you've been asking yourself for a while now. And you know the answer. So, yeah, it's time to just let go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Exactly what I needed to hear. I knew you would have the answer.
Wonderful.
Thank
All
you
right.
very much, always.
Thank
Blessings
you.
Blessings to you.
No problem. Right. Blessings Bye-bye. To you. Namaste. Bye-bye. Bye. All right, another wonderful caller here on Psychic Talk Radio. All of our callers, every radio show seem to be wonderful. All right, cool. Our next caller for today is coming under the area code 818. And hello, caller, you are live and on air.
Hello, thanks for having me.
No problem. How are you doing today?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Doing great. May I have your name and your question, please?
Oh, sorry, it's Marie. Wondering about a relationship, love relationship in particular, with a certain
mm-hmm.
person. I don't know if I have to say his name, but just wondering where you see it headed with us, romantically.
Okay. This one looks promising, okay? I know this one seems to be a bit pulled back from time to time. I know he seems to have fire breath from time to time because that's what's being told to me. It's like he has anger management issues. But I do see him getting a hold of himself and being able to just get down to the nitty-gritty and improve himself and improve this relationship. Not that he's going to change into something that he's not, because I don't see him metamorphosizing into something he isn't. I see him metamorphosizing into truly who he is, okay? And this is good, because I do feel that in the next about 6-7 days, we're looking at a lot of changes with him, and you're going to see a lot more positive signs and influences from him.
6 or 7 days,
okay.
You said?
6 to 7 days, and in that time period, the relationship will improve.
The romance. Well, we started as friends, so that's, I get confused. So the romantic part will improve.
Yes, it will. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's right.
I hate to ask this. Do you see anybody else around him? Another woman?
I'm sorry, sweetie. We're only doing one question per caller. But to answer that question, no, I do not see other women around him. Where I do feel there was before, I do not see it going on now. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Yeah, I can't let him get away with that. Just in case.
I understand. Well, thank you for calling in, and you have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much, Adam. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. Bye-bye. All right, our next caller for today is under area code 814, sorry. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. My name is Jamie, and I just
yes,
want to
Jamie.
Know, what message does my father have for me, if he has one at all?
Mm-hmm. Number one, he wants you to remain strong. Number two, he's apologizing. Okay, would you please remain quiet for a minute? Thank you. All right, I'm talking to you, Father. Sorry. He wants to apologize for something. He keeps apologizing. And it's like, OMG, I'm sorry. OMG, I'm sorry. So I don't know if this is the way he treated you, or if there's something that has recently occurred in your life that went kind of bad. But he keeps saying, OMG, I'm sorry. You need to remain strong. You're going to be able to succeed. You have a message from him that he can now see clearly your point of view, as to where before he always seemed to have quite the opposite opinion.
Okay, that's good. He, because he passed away in 2004, so I was just wondering if,
mm-hmm.
you know, he's been around or anything. So thank you, I appreciate
yeah.
it.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye. All right, wow. What a interesting connection. Pretty cool. Our next customer for today is under the area code 917. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Oh, hello. I am so glad I got through. My name is Ellen, and I'm in New York.
Yes. Hello, Helen. How are you doing today, and how is New York?
New York is having a wonderful October evening. It's just a beautiful evening.
Great.
I'm calling because I have a feeling that I'm supposed to be learning a lesson on something. And I'm not getting it.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't figured it out. Can you talk to my angels
mm-hmm.
and my guides to figure out what is the lesson for us to get out of this?
Okay, let me see here. All right. Do you know a rose, or do you have, like, I'm getting the name Rose.
No.
No? Okay. Because I'm seeing the name Rose. It could be like a rose, like a physical rose, or it could just be a person Rose, or even one of your spirit guides might be named Rose. But I'm getting the name Rose. Now, let me try and shift through this energy a little bit and see what's out here, because I know you're feeling like there's a lesson and there's something to be learned from your situation here. Ah, okay. Honey, they're trying to, the only lesson they say you have to learn right now is that one you've already started to learn, okay? Is that you cannot be too analytical or look too deep into things and worry yourself to death, okay? Which you tend to do a lot. And you notice it, you can't really help it sometimes, but you have been trying to improve upon it. So they said that you've already recognized what the lesson is, you're just trying to learn it, and that's what you're there for.
Mm-hmm. So is the lesson, I'm trying to figure this out and what that means, being too analytical. I'm not in my heart enough.
Mm-hmm.
Am I supposed to learn how to love? Is that it?
I'm sorry?
Am I supposed to learn how to open my heart more? What does it mean that I'm too analytical?
Okay.
Am I supposed to be more feeling?
Well, No, honey. It just means that it's not that you need to open your heart up more, because, sweetie, you have a very huge heart and it's open to the world. We know that. The thing is that sometimes what I mean by analytical is that you're looking into things for the finest possible details, the hidden messages, the hidden meanings, a little too much. And sometimes what they want you to do is just be able to let go, relax, and just enjoy your life and use the positive manifestation abilities that you have. You know, sometimes they just want you to stop worrying yourself to death.
Okay. I'll stop worrying. Thank you. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. No problem. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, another caller here on Psychic Talk Radio. You are listening to Reverend Adam Lee. Our next caller for today is coming under the area code 650. And hello, caller, you are live and on air.
Hi, my name's Carolyn. I'm from Northern California.
Yes, hello, Carolyn.
A lot of problems with my left knee, and I wanted to see if you see that going away or.
Okay, left knee and on your left hand side as well. Is there like lower to middle back pain going on?
Yes, but that's pretty much on my right side. Yeah.
On the right
side.
Because
I'm walking
okay.
To accommodate the knee, funny, yeah.
Okay. What I do see is that this is going to heal. I feel that you've been doing some visualization techniques with trying to send healing energy and antibodies to your knee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
I feel it's working. That's the message. It's working. You're going to be able to, you know, heal it. You're going to be able to overcome this. And surgery is not necessary. Is the next message.
Good. Mm-hmm. That's good news. Okay.
You can repair.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Oh, now how long do you think it'll be before it repairs?
Good question. Well, you've seen some progress, actually, over a very short period of time with those visualizations. I don't think it's going to take very long at all. We're looking at maybe the beginning to the middle of November. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Okay, thanks.
Wonderful. Thank you. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, another caller here on Psychic Talk Radio. Our next caller is by area code 773. And hello, caller, you are live and on air.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great today. How about yourself?
I'm fine. My question was, I was just wondering what the next year will hold for me.
All right, let's see here. Wow, are you trying to open your own business?
No, not as of yet, but I've been doing something along those lines, though.
Okay, and it's going to be in correlation with investors or a partner of sorts, because I'm seeing you working kind of like, You're co-working with someone, and that's what's going to help you develop it. I'm seeing that next year you're going to get that on the road. You're going to get it going. By the end of next year, it's going to be very successful and self-sustaining. I even feel that within the first few months or so, you'll be able to quit your day job, because it'll start to be within the first few months of the business opening doing just that good, you know? And next year also seems to be a year of peace and calm for you in your romantic life, because it seems to me like you're going to have a big relief, okay? So
okay.
I don't know if it's that your romantic life has been upside down, sort of, which I feel it has. I feel like it's really going to start to get right side up and doing much, much better. And there's going to be a lot of relief. But remember this, honey, we have as much or as little time in this world as we need or want, okay? Nobody ever leaves this world until they're ready unless, God forbid, something happens, like we're walking out of the door and there goes a car, you know?
Okay.
All right.
All right. I thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in, and you have a wonderful day.
You
bye-bye.
Too. Thanks.
All right, well, that was another wonderful caller here on Psychic Talk Radio. Well, we're going to go ahead and just give me one moment. All right, give me one moment, please. All right, now, we're going to take our next caller who's coming in under the area code 956. Hello, caller, you are live and on air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
No problem. And how may I help you today? What is your name, please?
My name is Tony, and I was calling in regards to what you could see as far as the relationship with the person I used to date.
Okay. Let's see here. You know what? I'm actually getting that there's not a very strong bond there anymore. No, I don't like giving bad news, but I have to give the good and the bad, whatever I'm seeing, okay? I'm just not feeling like there's a very strong bond there anymore, but here's the good news. There is still a chance that this can actually get back together and develop once more. Now, I'm going to give you a percentage to the amount of what says that that will and will not happen, okay? We're looking at about a 30-50 chance here, okay? 30% says that, no, you're not going to get back together, and 50% chance that you will, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at a 30 to 50% range, okay?
That's not bad.
Oh, it's not bad, but it's not the best in the world either. So I feel like the chances are good, but I'm trying to convey this to you in a very strategic manner to let you know, even though it looks good right now, you just don't want to get your hopes up too high, okay?
I mean, I'm not. You know, I mean, there hasn't been a contact with him for like about 2 weeks already, and I was just wondering what, you know, what was going on, stuff like that. So you put him
in. I understand.
I mean, is he going to call me, or is he considering?
Well, I believe he will call, and if there is a pretty large chance right now that you guys are going to reconnect, I would assume so, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask another...
Well, thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our next caller for today is under the area code 704. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
Good. How may I help you? What is your name, please?
My name is Janelle, and I'm calling from North Carolina. Well, I pretty much have to explain a little bit. It's like I have an ex. We have a daughter together. He's somebody from a previous relationship of mine. For a while now, he's been causing problems for me, even problems for my husband that I'm now married to and everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, overall, my ex, along with his family, their intentions towards me are evil, and it's just been a lot of problems, like, for the past 5 to 6 years. And my question is there anything, any concerns or anything that I should be aware of, especially when it comes to my daughter, because she's actually being caught in the midst of it. And, you know, my ex, he's pretty much behind it all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand. Well, the first thing I have to ask you here, I'm kind of picking up on some very deep, dark roots on his side, okay? So I'm going to ask you, do you know of or are you aware of any sort of dark magics or dark energies that he might be sending your way as well as your daughters?
I was pretty much told a few things just from what I know of from being around his family. Mm-hmm. And I remember my daughter, when she actually said this to my husband, he told me, she told me one day that they put a cross around her neck and they put mm-hmm. some oil on her that some stranger I've never heard of mm-hmm. before. And they were trying to tell her over and over again to forget about your mother and forget about my husband. It's so many
yeah.
words. They were trying to, you know, mm-hmm. use that
okay,
to try to get my daughter to turn against
yeah.
me.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to say I agree completely with that person's interpretation of what's going on, but I will say that I believe a little bit about what they were telling you. They are trying to make her forget about you. They are trying to make her come into their lives. They're basically trying to steal her away from you when, number one, they're not even wanting to take care of her. All they want is to be able to get her away from you. And if they have to use themselves as a form to bring her to them to do that, then that's what they're trying to do, okay? Number two, I feel like there are, now mind you, I tell the good and the bad here, and I don't like saying that someone has a curse or someone has dark magic being worked on them. It's really not something that people are just comfortable with, you know what I mean? But I do feel like they have been working these dark forces of sorts. They're not necessarily using voodoo or African roots, but I do feel like they're using some form of dark magic and some form of psychic attack, okay? Psychic attack is the best way I can form it into words to describe a situation. I even feel that he's created problems amongst the financial aspect that has to do with your daughter.
Oh, yes. You hit it right on the nail because one thing I can say about my ex is
mm-hmm.
that he is a very, very spiteful person. And
yes.
regardless of what anyone says, he took me to court for
mm-hmm.
child support out of spite. And I'm even hearing rumors
yeah.
that, you know, he's not taking care of his daughter and the money is actually going towards, you know,
mm-hmm.
drugs and other things. And matter of
yeah,
fact,
sir.
You know, I have a court date coming up like on Monday because of that situation,
mm-hmm.
actually.
Okay. Number one, your daughter really deserves to be with you, okay? And you deserve to have her under your care, okay? Right now, I know it's not very possible looking at the way that things have been, but it can be possible, and I'm sure it will be, okay? Number two, yes, I do agree with the fact that he is not using the money for the daughter, but he has used the money on drugs. He has used the money on other things like lavishing his current mate. And the reason I say current is because he never seems to keep anybody in his life for very long, okay?
Oh.
Although his current mate is just as dark as he is, okay? And
oh.
I feel that they're just two leaders trying to lead the same thing, and they're getting on each other's nerves, but they're sticking together because they're both afraid of being alone at the same time, because they both play off of the insecurities that they have. They have to have someone around them, because if they don't, they feel out of control, because the person around them is the person that they try and control, okay? I feel that he's also very abusive, and verbally, as well as physically. So if someone's around him for too long, he will become physically abusive or destructive of sorts.
Whoa, you hit it right on the nail, because I was with this guy for, like, on and off for, like, 2 years. Mm-hmm. You hit it right on the nail. And it's like when we went to court, you know, I tried twice to get a restraining order against him, but the court ruled in his favor. It was looking like I was lying about certain things. And, you know, he's been doing things and getting away with it a lot. I mean, yeah, you hit it right on the nail.
Okay. Here's what I want to do for you, okay? I want you to go to my website. It's over at howpsychic.com. That's H-O-W and then psychic.com, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to go to the Contact Us page. You'll have a way to contact me through the website on the contact page, even if they have to do this, send a mail instead of calling the number that's there, okay?
Okay.
Contact me. We're going to set up a private consultation for about 10 minutes. During that time, I'm going to assess the situation a little bit further, and from there, I will know more confidently how much I'm going to be able to help you. But currently, right now, I feel I will be able to help you. I feel the motivation to give you a few tricks of the trade so we can help you with the court case coming up. Just go ahead and set that up with me, and we'll get on it right away.
Okay.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're welcome. All right, another wonderful caller here on Psychic Talk Radio. Well, you've been listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This has been Reverend Adam Lee. For those of you here, we are going to go ahead and end the show. Thank you, everyone, for calling in today, for listening. And for those of you that were unable to get your call answered live on air, we will be back next Friday at Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Namaste to everyone, and good night.